Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome to another episode of Missions Pulse, a feature that explores the heart of missions through conversations with people at the center of it. I'm Abigail Hoffland, and today you'll hear a portion of my conversation with Barry Gardner, chairman of the board of Mission Eurasia, which has a presence on the ground in Ukraine, even amidst the conflict there. On June 6th of this year, the destruction of Ukraine's Kakhovka Dam caused widespread flooding and mass evacuations. Barry says the consequences of this event are ongoing.
So the fields are becoming parched. The water to the Crimean Peninsula has been shut off, and people have concerns about the nuclear plant.
And what does it look like for your people offering assistance on the ground there?
Well, we have 12 centers for assisting refugees throughout Ukraine. And volunteers from all of our centers have participated in trying to ameliorate the effects of this flood. We've sent people to this area to try and help refugees.
How would you say war has affected your ministry and your work specifically in Ukraine?
We have had an outpouring of support for our mission work. And, you know, the story of Mission Eurasia has been that we've been in a unique position to bless the work in Ukraine. Before February 24th, 2022, when the invasion started, Mission Eurasia was focused on training pastors, on running summer camps for children. We did some humanitarian relief, but it wasn't our main focus. Our main focus was on trying to help the church as it was reaching its own people. What happened, though, on February 24th was we realized we had a great contact list of pastors all over Ukraine who had benefited or participated in our training programs. It was those people to whom we reached out as we needed to mobilize volunteers to spool up a humanitarian relief at a scale that we'd never done before.
Do you have any prayer needs that our listeners could lift up for you guys?
Well, I think the first thing is that, of course, we pray for peace. We pray that the war might end. And we pray for all the people who are being afflicted by this. We've been training volunteers. We've had 50,000 people have been counseled. We've printed 1.5 million scriptures, of which we've distributed 1.1 million so far. We've had 1.1 million other copies of Christian literature. We've had 220,000 family food packs that we've delivered. We've delivered 5 million pounds of bulk food. We established 17 bakeries. We've reached 400,000 people with those loaves of bread. We've had over 20 vehicles delivering food and supplies, 20 tons of clothing, 200 tons of medical supplies. I mean, you can get lost in the statistics of it. But rather, I want people to see that there are humans, there are people who are both Christians and non-Christians, but they're seeing a Christian humanitarian witness that is reaching out to them in their time of need.
Because your mission works in so many different countries, I would think it would be an interesting dynamic in time of war, because you have historically worked with Russians and probably presently do, correct?
It's been so difficult with our Russian operations. Our Russian director fled when the war started, and we got his family out. What we established was alternative headquarters in places like Moldova. And that has been another place where Russians have gone.
Yeah, it just seems like war is a unique time for Christians to step up and kind of call out our brothers and sisters in either camp. I would think it would present some unique challenges, but maybe also some unique opportunities for connection where there otherwise would be a lot of conflict.
You know, it's the unique opportunity of people to recognize how God can help them, how God provides comfort. As we provide counseling, trauma counseling to people who have been afflicted, they understand that they reach out to God as their resource.
Well, thank you so much for all you've shared. I really appreciate your thoughts. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you so much.
Once again, that was Barry Gardner of Mission Eurasia talking about that organization's partnership with Christians in embattled Ukraine. For Family Life News, I'm Abigail Hoffland, and this has been another edition of Missions Pulse. Thanks for tuning in.